Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, October the 5th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn up a half a cent at 380 and a quarter, December wheat up 7¾ cents at 581, and November beans up a penny at 1021 and three quarters. We did sell 160,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico this morning with no Chinese announcements. We've got crop progress tonight. It should show corn harvest above the five-year averages and harvest above the five-year averages. Planting pace in the wheat ought to be pretty strong. The question becomes, you know, we're going to have about 7 to 10 days of dry weather out here. Great for harvest, but not so great for the wheat that's just been put in the ground. And maybe one of the reasons wheat was so strong overnight. And maybe we haven't seen anything definitive, but maybe some news out of Russia overnight. Today has certainly been kind of a risk-on day now that the president's health seems to stabilize and he's up and about. We've got the dollar down 34 ticks. Crude oil is up almost $2 a barrel. It's up 185. The Dow Jones looks open up about 200 higher here. So that should be a little bit helpful for the grain. We've got better rains in South America right now than Argentina and Brazil. That could be a little bit of pressure on the grains here today. But overall, you know, we're waiting for the Chinese to come back into this market. I think they'll be back in a big way sometime this week when the holiday is over. And I think we can see some higher prices here. We're going to look forward to the supply and demand report next Friday. And I think we're going to see some friendly numbers out there. I don't think anybody wants to get too bearish in front of that report. So I think, you know, the pros are going to look to buy a break. We should see, you know, some harvest pressure in here every day as farmers continue to do a good job of getting these grains in. And once we get through this harvest pressure, I don't see what's going to stop it from moving higher out here. So I think the pros, like I said, are going to buy the breaks caused by some harvest pressure. And, you know, we've got the funds heavily long. Beans, probably over 200,000 contracts of beans, about 100,000 corn, about 90 meal, about 90 oil, 32 wheat. So there's still room for the funds to buy more. So I think the markets can still move higher out here, all things being equal, of course. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.